All right, it is news time. News brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. A couple of things here for you quickly. Congrats to Eric, who won the Demo Derby tickets. We'll have more Spokane County Interstate Fair tickets to give away, including tickets to Clay Walker next Tuesday. Clay Walker, Eddie Montgomery on Tuesday night. We'll have those tickets for you. Also want to remind everybody that if you want to be our pledge of the week and you can be our classroom pledge, just record your child, or if you're a teacher, you can record your classroom doing the Pledge of Allegiance, then send it to us at pledge@jayandkevin.com, and we will feature your classroom for an entire week here on the Jay and Kevin Show. Super simple, and we appreciate it, and we'll hopefully be able to kick it off next week.
Yeah.
So don't delay. Do it now. Do it now, right this very second, even if you're not in school.
Boy, you would make a good salesman.
Oh, boy.
No? You don't think so?
I'm out.
Okay. Jay, it's next week for us is going to be a busy week because there's a lot going on. A
lot of shows, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's apparently also a lot going on at One Spokane Stadium, I guess right now, technically.
Yeah, they're busy with the prep work this morning. Mm-hmm. The high school seasons are back, and that means high school soccer across the street from us here at the, One Spokane Stadium.
Right, so I saw this earlier this morning, actually. Our friend Scotty in the building, he said, "Hey, you want to see something really cool?" I said, "Okay." And then he pointed out the window, and there's this like Roomba-looking thing. I don't know what you call it.
I think that's the right answer, yeah.
It's painting the numbers and I guess the lines, too.
I thought it was vacuuming. Honestly, when I saw it and it was going back and forth, I thought, does it just vacuum up the artificial turf? Or, I mean, I didn't know what it was doing. And then when you're like, no, it's actually painting the numbers. And then I was like, whoa, that's insane. I guess that's the way they do it now. I don't know. Or maybe that's brand new. I never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it. And maybe it does clean it as well.
I kind of doubt it. I'm guessing it's just laying the paint down. But yeah, it looks like it's doing a cool job. Mm-hmm. Well done.
So that's posted up on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page if you want to see a little clip of it. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So I guess what? They have the soccer going on there. And then is Def Leppard? Oh, that's at the stadium,
or at that's at the arena.
Arena, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then there's something else you said.
Concert.
Okay.
At the podium.
Okay.
That's Friday night, three events, which we've always talked about here. You know, if you're down in the downtown area, anywhere near the arena, and you're not going to one of those three events, you need to stop. You need to move. Get out. Yeah. Run as far as you can, as fast as possible. First of all, Boone, in front of our station and in front of the arena, is under construction. And I believe our friends from TV checked for us, and Allison said, yeah, it's going to remain under construction. So you already have that problem. Then right. You have who knows how many will be at the high school soccer games. And I'm sure that the podium probably has a substantial crowd. And obviously the arena is going to have a substantial crowd. So it could be fun around here mainly Friday, but there are also events over the weekend. But Friday is going to be terrible.
Well, I'm glad you're optimistic about the whole thing.
I mean, can you imagine? There's 15,000 to 20,000 people on a road that's down to one lane for construction. Should be fine.
I prefer to just lie to myself.
Just say it'll be all right?
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, at least you're warned now. If you're coming to one of those events, you can plan ahead. If you're not going to one of those events, maybe going to the Viking tomorrow night, not the play.
Yeah, that's fair. But it is very cool, though, how they're doing the whole stadium there. And just a couple quick things on that. I did see on the video that we posted, Natalie from downstairs, she said, "We've decided to name him Henry."
I like that.
Which is nice. Also, Sean commented saying that they paint an entire football field in 37 minutes, those things.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
So I didn't realize they were that quick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I don't know, just a cool little thing. I've never seen anything like that, I guess, at least in person. I don't know, maybe I've seen videos of it.
I don't think I remember ever seeing anything like that. I've always seen the stencils. I've seen the guys do it by hand, which I always thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. So check it out on our Facebook page. You can see it right there.
Story number two.
And sticking with the same theme, an Indian student builds the world's smallest vacuum cleaner.
Hmm.
How about that?
I mean, does it hold much dust?
Probably not. It doesn't say how much dust.
I mean, I feel like, full, okay, empty it out, full. Seems silly.
Yeah. This 23-year-old spent about $238 transforming his pen into a vacuum, measuring just 0.25 inches at the shortest axis of its body. Creates a suction via a tiny rotating fan powered by a 4-volt vibration motor.
Like, what are you using that on, your keyboard?
Picks up particles of dust that can be emptied. I guess on your computer, man.
I don't know. I'm just imagining it on anything of size. I guess, you know, again, if you had like a keyboard or, you know, like in here, there might be a control board or someplace that has the little nooks and crannies. Maybe you could, like, you know, just.
You keep it pretty clean, though, Jay, so I don't think you'll need this.
Yeah, and you know, like when I come in and there's just like food crumbs. I don't, you know, we have a couple people who may or may not hit their mouth all the time, so sometimes there's like crumbs. You know, you can come up to this kind of indoor-outdoor carpet and you just take your foot and you go like, you go. Food disappears.
It's funny how that works.
It's just like a vacuum. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's not my meeting. It's not your doctor's appointment.
What do you think it is?
I don't think it's anything.
Someone's birthday. Is it someone's birthday?
I'm guarantee it is someone's birthday.
Kevin James.
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear you. Happy birthday to you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget the Coyote Country app is yours. It's simple. It's free. A couple ways to get it. You can do the normal way. Go to the App Store or however you get the apps on your phone. And you can download it for free. Or you could text APP. APP. You could text the, I guess it's a word. I mean, technically. Just text the word app and we'll send you back the link. And then you can download the app that way. It's super simple. Just text it to 509-441-0999. Thank you.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi guys, my teenage sons have been living in the same room for years, and now we have an issue. This year, they go to different schools, and because of that, don't wake up at the same time. I feel bad for the one that doesn't need to get up as early, because I'm always waking him up when getting the other one awake.
Right.
I have to turn on the light and basically yell at the one son to get him up. It's impossible for the other one to sleep through. The son who could sleep more seems to be getting more and more upset by the day, and we just started the school year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have enough space to give them each their own room. What's a good solution here? That one's from Trista.
All right, 509-441-0999. Off the text line, ice bucket. Feels like that. Might take care of it.
Ice bucket.
Ice, give me the ice bucket. Gosh, you know, I was fortunate enough to be here and not ever have to deal with that part of it. I remember having the conversation with, and I don't remember which one it was, or maybe just in general saying, hey, look, it's not great for anybody to start the day off angry and you're making mom mad because she has to be at work on time. You know, and she's so, you know, we did the thing. Well, my kids lived out of the range of the bus, and so they got a ride. And my wife would be like, I'm leaving at 7:45. If you're not in the car, we're leaving. You know, that deal. Mm-hmm. The other thing was, I think that they did a lot of wake up, grab your phone, and get on the phone. You know, like, I'm awake. I'll be fine. And I was like, well, I mean, you could just grab the phone on the way out the door, and if that's a distraction and keeping them from getting up. Or you could just have the conversation. In a perfect world, you just go, look, Joey, Tommy, you get up. I'm only going to wake you up once and get up. Just do the right thing and get up. I don't know if that works because I was never there. Sure sounds good. Sure looks good on paper, guys.
Right, right.
But yeah, I don't know if that's realistic with a teenager.
I mean, I can't imagine it being more than, what, 20 minutes?
Of delay?
Yeah, between the two times that they would need to wake up, maybe 30?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying, that they could both easily just get up at the same time. Not necessarily as fair to the second one, but I don't know if you know this. I've heard this said before that life's not fair. I don't know if that's true, but...
I mean, I just learned that the other day.
Yeah, I know. So Steve just picked up on it. He had read it like on the internet. Turns out it was true. So, I mean, there is that. And then you get the problem kind of goes away, or you can make the one that gets to sleep in, you know, give the other one a harder time about, you know, hey, get up, get out of here so I can rest. And I don't know. I just don't, you're right. It's not that much of a difference in start time, I wouldn't think. Well, but again, I'm not a teenager who wants an extra 20 minutes.
Right. And, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we have a bunch of people on Facebook saying, you know, get up at the same time. Just makes sense. You know, everybody eat breakfast together, that type of thing. Like, what's really the problem?
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, the problem is teenagers. So yeah. That's, I think, the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I can.
Ice bucket. Ice bucket. When in doubt.
Yeah. Well, Rick says, hey, how about the couch in the living room?
Well, that's what I was thinking, is there probably something, someplace, like, hey, look, if you can't get up, I'm just not going to let you sleep in your bed. There's always, I mean, there's always those options if it gets to be that dramatic. Or yeah. Ice bucket if it gets that dramatic.
There's always the ice bucket.
I mean, were you a bad waker-upper?
No. I've never, well, I mean, you have your days, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
But once the alarm goes off, or as a young kid, when my parents would wake me up, I mean, once I was up, it's like, okay, well, I'm up now. So that's why I only set one alarm, because it gets me, you know? It's like, okay, well, I'm awake.
I'm so ill-equipped to answer this because I literally never had to wake the kids up to go to school, not one day.
Not one time?
No. I mean, always have been.
Really?
Here, and, you know, there's that benefit of not having to deal with the rush around, hectic, you know, trying to get, you know, my wife's doing lunches or whatever that she's doing. And then, oh, by the way, has to get ready for work herself. And so I never had to deal with that, which I just think is such a
blessing.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, man, that is lucky, because I remember hearing multiple times, just couldn't get so-and-so out of bed today.
Yeah.
You know,
it's understandable. So there wasn't one time that you had like a vacation day or something, and the kids were in school, your wife was in school, and you had to wake them up?
I never took a vacation day.
Or like during a weekend and you guys had to go someplace.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's times I had to wake them up like that. But it's different when it's school and you have to get ready for work too. Like if it's a sporting event,
that's
different, because I'm just like going in there, I'm going to get up, we're leaving in 20 minutes or whatever it was. And I always got them up a little bit earlier. And if it's a sporting event, they seem more willing to get up than they do for school.
I guess that's
weird
true.
How that works.
Strange.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk that?
Yeah. Okay, I guess there is a difference, but
I mean, I got some suggestions on the text line, like noise-canceling headphones and an eye mask. I don't know what teenager is doing that. Earplugs, I don't know about that either.
Got some earplugs on here, too, and a mask. And
I mean, you know, here's Frankie says, if the ice bucket's too much, maybe a Nerf gun. Just said,
why not both?
Pew, 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 pew. I mean, good morning. I know there's no perfect answer, because you know why?
Right.
Teenagers. But
right.
Yeah, maybe just start with the conversation and see how that works.
I guess. I mean, and realistically, I mean, what? So it's this year they're not in the same school, so they probably will be back in the same school at some point in the near future.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So just suck it up for a year? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a great thing. Most teenagers are real big on sucking it up for a year. Man, suck it up for a year. What?
Yeah.
That's my teenager impression.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's not as good as your Kevin impression.
Steve, go get me some ice. Whoa. God, Steve, jeez.
So basically, we have not helped out this person, is what you're saying.
Absolutely not.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We were heading to...
Go ahead, try to make it sound good.
Swack Hammers.
Swack Hammer.
Uh-huh. Right? Because I had to be one of the... I was the host.
Uh-huh.
And...
Of?
The Hawaiian Tropic Calendar Girl contest.
And his
Kevin James.
And nip it in the bud, was going so to propose at that event and say, I know there's a lot of beautiful...
Oh, that made it better.
There's
Hang
a lot
on.
Of beautiful
Hold
girls.
On. Wait, 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 wait.
The Jay and Kevin Show
on
the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Sometimes you can't make it up, folks. Entertainment news brought to you by Amco, AAMCO. That guy. Hey, you know what? In just a couple minutes here, we'll give you truck and tractor pull tickets for the fair. That's next Friday night on the 13th. Friday the 13th in September this year, guys. Sorry about it. So that'll give you a fair admission tickets and track and tractor pull tickets for next Friday night. We'll give those away momentarily. Some entertainment news that broke this morning. Blake Shelton has decided to tour in 2025, and he's bringing back his old tour name. It's Blake, what is it, Friends and Heroes? Yeah, Friends and Heroes. So it was 2021, and he did some Friends and Heroes, and now it's a redo of Friends and Heroes. String of new dates that starts in February. It's always a mixture of friends and, you know, legends and newcomers.
Okay.
So here's what he's got this year. Trace Adkins coming back out on the road with Blake. He's been on that tour quite a bit. Obviously, he's a friend. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dina Carter, also a friend. Craig Morgan will be on the tour. And then the newcomer would be from The Voice, Emily Ann Roberts will be on the bill. So,
okay.
Blake Shelton's dates, I've looked for you. He's only announced so far from February to March. It looks like about, I'm going to guess, 15 dates.
Okay.
Nothing close. Everything in the South to start. That is the first segment. The first leg of his tour runs from February 27th to March 22nd.
Well, I guess that makes sense. You want to be in warmer places during those months.
Yeah, they don't typically tour during the winter. Sometimes we'll get a January, like Parker McCollum this year was in January, which was, you know, unusual in a sense, but welcome. So
right, yeah.
We'll see when Blake announces the rest of his tour to see. You know, he'll eventually make up to the Northwest. So congrats. Blake's going to be on tour next year.
Yeah. And what was he? Was he here in March? Was that when he was here this past?
Great question, Steve.
I think it was.
Yeah. So he'll be back on the road. Okay. On the road again.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is he one of your top artists to see live?
Or what else you have before we do the Spam Around the World update?
I think we can just get right into it.
Well, I do know we have the Dancing with the Stars lineup was announced, and I don't know if anybody really, you know, cares about the Dancing with the Stars or not. I'm not quite sure how that works, but I did find it interesting that Jen from The Bachelorette went with one day between being on the, whatever it was, the After the Rose, you know, Cry Your Eye Out, Bachelorette ending.
Long title.
It's a very long title, to being on Dancing with the Stars. So she went from, I mean, she's just going to live on reality TV right now.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a broken heart, so it's understandable.
Yeah, you got to be able to dance. There's no way, you know what fixes a broken heart? Dancing. Mm-hmm. Other pseudo celebrities include Tori Spelling, Eric Roberts, you know, Julia Roberts' brother, if you care. Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Danny Amendola, the NFL wide receiver. Who else was on there? The Olympian guy that looks like you, the pommel horse guy.
We got the same name, although he spells his name wrong.
What is his name?
Well, he spells it Stephen with a P-H.
Oh, okay. And it has a long last name that I'll probably mess up. And then Joey from The Bachelor. So Joey the Bachelor and Jen the Bachelorette both on Dancing with the Stars.
That's probably going to split the votes.
Because typically, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that could be possible, yeah.
Like a show like that, people are, you know, they're diehard, you know, Bachelor, Bachelorette fans
could
or
be,
whatever.
Yeah.
And that'll probably, people will be torn.
Yeah, could be.
Right?
What a challenge. Yeah. What a challenge.
Controversy or something.
Guys, we've done some spam.
Tell me where in the world is
Spam Around the World.
Botswana to Thailand, we love you. Amsterdam, Mali, to Bali.
So, Chrissy's, I don't know what that was. I don't know what was going on there. I couldn't stop. Chrissy has a can of spam. She has been a legendary spam ambassador for the Jay and Kevin Show with the can going to Croatia or wherever it was. I mean, it's so many places that she's taken it. Her journey has been chronicled on our Facebook page and documented, and it's well worth the look because the pictures that she and her husband have taken, like putting it on statues and on the beach and, you know, all the places, they've done a great job as spam ambassadors. Love it.
Yeah.
Now, we had another can that went to Alaska? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
On a cruise.
So that was, which can was that? One?
Spam number one, correct.
Spam one went on a cruise and was given to a gentleman wearing a spam t-shirt. Because the whole point is, you pass it on, right? You take pictures and wherever you are, and then you're like, oh, would you like to continue the journey? Now, the only bad part is if they're not Jay and Kevin Show listeners, the passion is necessarily different. It's fair. Like, wow, I can't wait to take this with me wherever I go and take pictures. Either you're in it or you're not.
Right. And it could get lost or
very well could
taken away or
absolutely
eaten or something.
Yeah. So that can went on an Alaskan cruise. I was handed to a felon from Chicago. And what did I say?
You said fellow.
Oh, fellow. Yeah, a fellow from Chicago with a Spam shirt. Seemed like a natural tie-in.
Yeah.
And then he kidnapped it, never to be heard from again.
Well, I'm still going to give it time. I'm still cautiously optimistic.
So far, he hasn't replied, right? He hasn't reported in. We have no way to reach this man.
No.
Yeah. That might be a mistake on our part.
Yeah, that could be. That's our bad,
I guess. We probably tell the spam ambassador to say, hey, get a contact, anything, email, phone, whatever, that we can get a hold of the person. Going forward, I will have to reach out to our spam ambassadors. But we have good news on the spam ambassador front with another celebrity wanting to join in on spam around the world.
Right. Well, should I mention, I guess this is still in progress, but Spam 3 was given out last week. And I think...
Where'd that spammy go?
I think it was headed to Montana.
Okay.
And then back in more closer here, and then was going to maybe be given to someone who was taking a trip overseas.
Okay.
So stand by on that, I guess, because I'm not exactly sure the full details.
And then yesterday we get the email from Natalie Grant from downstairs, one of our friends from TV.
Yes.
And she's like, can I participate in spam around the world? I'm going to Italy. And we're like, are you kidding me right now? Yeah. Also, I feel like Natalie is going to be all in on the spam pictures.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, she'll get into this. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have one in Italy, one's been to an Alaska cruise, one's been to, was it Croatia or am I making that up?
Greece, Albania.
Albania, that's what I was thinking of. One man's Albania is another man's Croatia. I've always said that.
I think they are going to Croatia or maybe that was another place that they've been already.
Okay. So yeah, you check out those pictures. And so we'll have spammy number 4 on the search for pictures in Italy with our friend Natalie Grant from downstairs in TV. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, I will say I do love how the first two people were calling the spam spammy.
Right.
And then Becky, who was our third spam ambassador. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember the names. She had two.
She had two names she was calling it?
Yeah. And
okay.
It was very funny.
I do like spammy seems to work, but I'm okay naming it whatever you want to name it.
Yeah, it was like some celebrity spam something, and it had a good tie-in. That was one of them, and then
if only there was a way to figure out what it was.
Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That would have been the end of it. That would have been.
Do we know what the food was supposed to be?
I did not look.
Kevin James.
I mean, I opened
it. You took the lid off long enough to go, that's the problem.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, got some more stuff to give away here, including Clay Walker tickets momentarily. And coming up at 820, $200 in back-to-class cash. Simple. All you have to do is call to win that. And then we'll play Beat the Show as well. Tomorrow Friday crew in the studio. Looking forward to that as well. Been a minute for them. So, have you had one of those recently? Moments. Have you had one of those recently?
I mean, every day of my life. Go ahead. So
this has happened probably 3 times in the last week or so, where someone has texted in to our text line, and then I'm having a conversation back with them, and then they'll be like, "Well, yeah, that's awesome. If you need to text me back, here's my number." And it's the number they're texting from. And I'm like, well, we're texting. So, like, I have your number. And then I'll be like, yeah, I've got that. And then they're like, I'm texting you. You have my number.
Oh, man.
And it's just kind of funny because I think it feels different when it's us, probably, because it doesn't feel like, maybe a regular text. But it's literally just a regular text.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I've done that before, though.
And then you always be like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. Duh.
Yeah, yeah. I have done that. Have you done that before where you're texting someone and then you go, maybe for the first time, and you go, well, and here's my number?
I haven't done it for a long time. I think the last time that I probably did it was on a voicemail, but that was been a very, very long time ago where you're like, oh, my number is, and you're like, wait, what? Yeah, no, don't ever leave your number. And I have business people that I deal with on a weekly basis that leave me their phone number in a voicemail every single time. Every time. Jade, okay, yeah, this is Mark. Yeah, listen, call me back then. Here's my number. I'm like, yep, I know it. I got it.
I do find it funny. This is almost at that same level. I don't think he does this anymore, but my dad would always go, hey, Steven, how's it going? It's dear old dad.
You're like, yeah, got it. That's why I ignored the call.
Oh.
Wait, what?
No, we never ignore the call. Just miss it.
Yeah, yeah. We got email. A couple of very funny emails actually today. On the air at jandkevin.com. This one just came in. Has anybody ever gotten any trouble traveling with spam? That's from Joey. We never had anybody get any like trouble, as in like you've mentioned, Steve, where, oh, I don't know, can you take spam into certain places? We've never had anybody get in trouble that I'm aware of. Or a sealed can of spam. I mean, maybe that's why sometimes they disappear, but I don't know that anybody's got any in trouble.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the case with the one that, like, just stopped. And maybe there's still hope, but
right.
I'm thinking what happened was it was either eaten or was confiscated at, like, an airport or something.
Like, I don't know. I mean, can you get a spam through a carry-on? I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. Well, see,
seems too big, maybe.
When I was looking online before we started this, it was like, well, some countries are different,
sure,
and
of course,
whatever, and it didn't give specifics, and the information might have been old. So
right,
I don't know.
Right. Plus, what do you Google? Can I take spam in my carry-on? seems like a very unusual Google search.
You don't think I'm capable of stranger Google searches?
Oh, no. I know you're capable of it. Lena has emailed and says, hey, how often do you guys talk to each other after the show? Just curious. Oh, I mean, during the day, I mean, like, while we're here, it's pretty much nonstop. I mean, you and Kevin are in the same room for, 2 to 3 hours sometimes, annoying each other. Or maybe it's just a one-way street. I shouldn't speak for you.
Yeah, easy.
Steve and I have a chat during the day. And then when we're out of here, we're kind of out of here. We have a text thread that we occasionally go back and forth with. But not like we're just calling each other. Hey, man, what's for dinner?
I mean, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Can I say what we said yesterday, or what you said yesterday?
What did I say? I don't know. Can you? I don't know. Can you?
Or what Kevin said yesterday after our little chat back and forth.
What was it?
I'll have to say it.
He said like a bad word or something?
No. It's just funny.
Okay.
So we're doing the whole nomination thing.
CMA thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the CMA Broadcast Personality of the Year. They emailed us to say we blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. So I was just like, good thing. It's nice to get like confirmation on everything.
Uh-huh.
And you said, dream bigger.
I said, dream bigger, Steve. Yeah.
And then I said, okay, all right. Well, then winning and, flying to the moon, whatever. Made a good joke. And then Kevin says, like they always say, it's just an honor being confirmed.
I mean, that was great.
Yeah, it was well played.
Yeah, it was well played. Man, it's just such an honor being confirmed. What? This one came in this morning and it says, this is a great throwback to maybe Tuesday or something, where it says, do you guys really get email? They came in as an email. Do people really email you guys asking for a friend signed Dude Person?
Dude Person
is an actual
well done
college football player this year, and they were doing the list of the greatest college or most unique college football names this year. And we had that list. So I want to thank Dude Person for emailing us this morning. We appreciate that.
You think it's the actual one?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, duh. We've got
email. Yeah, duh.
I think you'll like this one, Steve. Good morning, Jay, Kevin, and funny laugh guy producer Steve.
Okay.
I mean,
thanks.
You get one fair food forever. All the rest of the fair food goes away forever. What are you choosing?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Do you have something in mind?
I feel like there's different categories. There's like the actual meal, like Longhorn. I get Longhorn at the Spokane County Interstate Fair all the time. But I hate the fact that I'd have to put like an actual meal in the same category as like a sweet or something. Or like an elephant ear.
Yeah.
But if Tyler's going to say you get one food I mean, I think I would take Longhorn, but I feel like that shouldn't count because you can get it in, you know, any other time.
Right.
So I'm going to take that out, and I'm going to go with the Bloomin' Onion. And I know I can get that sometimes, too, but I just don't ever get it. So that's a bad choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bad choice now that I've said it out loud, because I can't have a Bloomin' Onion only.
Well, I mean, you could.
I know, but that's a... Elephant ear, final answer.
I feel like that's a good one. That's a good choice.
What are you grabbing?
Boy, you know, I'm just not really into bear food in general.
No way, that's a shocker.
I know. Especially stuff that I couldn't get other places other times.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I immediately want to say ice cream, but that's oh yeah, duh, dumb.
Oh yeah, duh. Oh yeah, duh. Oh yeah, duh.
Corn I don't know, dog? those Oreo, fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos are great.
Those were really good. Yeah. When I had those the other day at the Idaho State Fair.
I should have gone funnel cake. I should have gone corn dog.
Yeah, but you can get those at any time, any place.
Where are you going to go get a corn dog?
Freezer.